Hey guys, welcome back to my channel The Horror Villa. So guys, today I will be sharing you my second experience of the ghost in my friend's house, and let's see what the story tells. And I am making the goosebumps right now also, so let's begin. I have had two experiences with the Ouija board, the second of which made me get rid of mine and never touch one again. The first time was when my best friend Melanie and I started using the Ouija at her mother's house, and it told us that it was a male spirit and that it was going to hurt us. It directed most of its threats and comments to Melanie, and it used a lot of bad language, something Melanie and I didn't do. That night, Melanie said she heard knocks in the room she was sleeping in all night long. The second time Melanie and I used it was at her house. We put the board on the table that had one of those mirror tops. We lit a candle and started using the board. It kept saying that Melanie was pregnant and that it wanted to show us what it, yani the spirit, looked like. We started to get scared and said no, we didn't want to see it. At that time, the candle flame got really long and made a whooshing noise. The flame turned blue. Melanie and I were looking down at the table when we saw the blue flame reflected in the glass. We moved away from the table and the board and then saw a face in the flame. It wasn't me nor Melanie, but a man's face. The face slowly started turning into a skull. We blew out the candle and threw the Ouija board away. Then at night, we kept hearing scratching and clawing noises even though we were alone in the house and never heard that noise before. We also found out a few days later that Melanie was pregnant, and I have never used a Ouija board since that second time and don't ever intend to. So guys, hope you like this podcast, and do share and recommend this and make us reach a milestone so we would make some more stories like this and share our real experience with you, and we would be calling the next guest for you, and let us hear from them also. So thank you once again, The Horror Villa.